I cannot thank you enough for the incredible support, the amazing comments that you shared when I got open and got vulnerable about talking about my son and losing him on this side of heaven, but him being gained by Jesus. We decorated his twin's nursery, Maggie, in angels. Not because that our son, Martin, is an angel, but that God sent the guardian angels to protect his sister. And now MJ, Martin, is with the angels. So many times as people came over to our house and they saw the nursery, which everyone's all excited to see, and they saw the angel theme there, and almost every single person said, yes, yes, now your son is an angel. Friends, that's not what the Bible says. In Luke 20, the Bible says that those who die in faith and are in heaven are like angels. Not that we are angels. Only the angels themselves are the created beings that come down to this world to protect us and to do God's bidding. Our loved ones who have passed away, they're in heaven. And their job in heaven is to celebrate Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And our loved ones who have passed have no work, no responsibility down here on this earth. So for us to say Grandpa helped change the red light to green light so it could get to work on time, that's not Grandpa's role. If Grandpa's a believer in heaven, he's celebrating Jesus. The angels are the ones that do work here. Rather than trying to gain comfort by having a loved one watch out over us, why would we want to peel them away from the glory of heaven? Celebrate the fact that because Jesus died for them, was raised to life for them, that now they're in glory, celebrating of all eternity and waiting for us to come to them. And then trust God that his guardian angels and his power and his protection, God watches over you.
One of the passions of Time of Grace is to reach people by whatever means possible. Through television, through Facebook, social media, however we can connect people to God's amazing grace. And that's why recently we've started to connect in a more intentional way to Instagram, a social media platform that's reaching especially a younger demographic who might not know as much as many of us do about Jesus. I would love for you to connect with me on my Instagram account at Pastor Mike Novotny. You're gonna catch some inside looks of my life and especially how I try to connect my day-to-day life, my family, and my work to our incredible Savior and his amazing word. So check it out. I hope it's a blessing to you, and may God bless your week.